It is November 7th. This is Sean McCord at the 2015 Virginia Film Festival. I am sitting across from John Hancock, esteemed director. You've been making films longer than some people who are listening to this podcast have been watching films.
Or probably alive. I've been doing it almost 50 years.
I know. That's amazing. Yeah. It is so wonderful to have you here. Yeah. You're bringing your film, The Looking Glass. We talked to Gary Springer, your publicist, a little while earlier about this film. It's screened Sunday at 4:15 at the Violet Crown. It stars esteemed actress Dorothy Tristan, also your wife.
Yeah. And part writing partner.
And writing partner.
A number of films.
Writing partner on a number of films, including The Looking Glass. Let's start out with just the film. Tell us what the film is about.
Well, Dorothy plays a grandmother who is facing the end of her life and wants to pass on everything she knows and feels to her 12-year-old granddaughter, mm-hmm. who is tremendously unreceptive. You can't get the little girl off her iPad, and she's has a history of suicides and is a very troubled girl. And it's about the relationship between these two women across the generations.
And where did this come to you? Where does the material
come from? Our grandson is not suicidal, but he is addicted to computers.
Yeah.
And it's probably it stems from the problem of trying to influence him in a direction that we would like him to go. Dorothy and I believe very strongly in the arts, mm-hmm. as a pleasurable and worthwhile human activity, and we would like to send him in that direction, but I think he's going to go do something else.
So part of this was sort of a way to reach out to your grandson, or at least tell this story.
Yes, and we screened it for him, and you can't imagine the look he gave us. Because he hears a bunch of things that he said, you know, in it, and it was, that was a very intense and interesting screening.
So is this an original teleplay for the two of you?
A screenplay, yeah. It's Dorothy. I worked with her on it, but it's really her work. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you brought it, again, the film we're talking about is The Looking Glass, which screens Sunday at 4:15 p.m. So you've brought it here to the Virginia Film Festival. Now, forgive me for not knowing this. Have you been to the Virginia Film Festival before?
I was here, I don't know, maybe 15 or 16 years ago with a picture called A Piece of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
And I may have been here with Bang the Drum Slowly. I don't know if it was the festival, but I remember coming here, publicizing that too.
Yeah, that was a wonderful film.
Oh, thank you, yeah. Thank you.
So now, is this film? Have you been doing the festival circuit with the
Yeah,
Looking Glass?
We have. We just opened in Los Angeles and New York.
Oh, we did. Oh,
yeah.
We
opened. Yeah, and got very good reviews and a good response and good audiences, and we're going to be opening across the country,
mm-hmm.
in more specialty theaters. It's not a mainstream multiplex, but in smaller theaters that handle specialty product.
So if people want to find out more about the film, who hear this podcast, is there a website for it?
There's a website, which is Looking Glass Film.
Looking Glass Film. Excellent. All right, so they can go there.
Yeah.
And
you can see a trailer and can mm-hmm. see if they'd like to see it. I mean,
and see where it's screening nearby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So did you just get here today at the film?
No, I came here Friday morning.
Oh, excellent. All right.
Yeah.
So what did you
And I'm
be?
Extremely happy here.
Oh, good.
Compared to other festivals, this is, you're treated much better here.
Well, we want our guests to come back.
Whether it's Southern hospitality or just good management, I don't know, but it's very pleasant.
Well, I'd say it's a combination of both. I think Jody has been an excellent director, and he hires people who put a premium on keeping our guests happy. So have you had a chance to see any screenings here?
I have not, but I'm going to tonight.
Yeah, what are you
going
to go see?
Gary has another picture, but the Amazon picture that I want to see.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, and tomorrow, The Looking Glass screens Sunday at 4:15 at Violet Crown, and then You're going to be there afterwards. Your wife, Dorothy Tristan, is going to be there.
Yeah.
Be prepared for smart questions. These are smart crowds who show up at these films. They might.
Well, I just this afternoon they had me mentor some students that were making these 72-hour
the adrenaline films.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was so impressed with the quality of the work.
There is a lot of creativity going on in this little hub of Central Virginia, and I'm glad you got a chance to be here
I
and be a part
astounded,
of it.
I was astounded,
And, well, I hope that's a good sign that we'll see you and we'll see Dorothy Tristan back here in the future.
I hope so.
All right, thank you very much. I've been talking to John Hancock, director of The Looking Glass, one last time, screen Sunday, 4:15 p.m. at the Violet Crown, the beautiful new theater here in downtown Charlottesville. Thank you so much for coming
by. Thank you.